Posloucháte Total Film Podcast.
If you've got the time and the stomach for it, I've got a story for you.
Svět se změnil k nepoznání. Lidstvo je téměř vyhlazeno a přeživší se ukrývají v posledním útočišti. V zoufalé touze po svobodě vyšle královna mocnou čarodějku s tváří Milly Jovovich do nehostinných pustých zemí na cestu plnou nástrah a děsivých tvorů, kde ji doprovází neohrožený dobrodruh s tváří Davea Bautisty.
I don't have many friends.
Me neither.
Čarodějnice a lovec. V originále In the Lost Lands je adaptace stejnojmenné povídky George R. R. Martina, nejčtenějšího žijícího autora fantasy a samozřejmě autora hry o trůny a dalších příběhů ze západozemí. Zároveň jde o desátou spolupráci Milly Jovovich a jejího manžela Paula Andersona, kteří prvně spolupracovali už na původním Resident Evil před 23 lety. S oběma jsme dostali příležitost si o jejich akčním post-upu a hrdém Bčku popovídat.
Pleased to meet you both.
Pleasure.
Hi Martin, nice to meet you.
Probrali jsme, jak se jako filmaři za ty roky vedle sebe posunuli, co má novinka s milovanou hrou o trůny společného, nebo jak velký risk je na dnešní sekvelitídou trpící trh uvést biják, který nevychází ze všeobecně známé série a opírá se pouze o jména svých autorů. Rozhovor vám přinášíme v původním znění, na našem YouTube ho ale najdete jako video s českými titulky a přeloženou textovou verzi si můžete přečíst na webu. Připravil Martin Mažáry.
This is your 10th cooperation on a movie project, if I recall correctly.
We have worked on 10 movies, yes.
So how would you say that you influence each other as filmmakers, and perhaps how did this dynamics change with time?
Well, this was a very special project for the both of us, because we're both huge fans of George R. R. Martin. And so it's been a real passion project for what, like seven years.
And so Mila also has taken a producing credit on this movie for the first time. She also worked on the screenplay with everybody. She drew back some of my action tendencies and put focus on the characters. She read one draft of the script and said, the action's great, where's the character? So I had to go back, we did rewrites with Constantin. So it's been a really collaborative and wonderful journey to get to this point. And I'm really proud of the movie we made. I think it looks very different. It's kind of like an adult fairy tale, which you don't see very often.
Well, yeah, your screenwriter, Constantin Wellner, has some Czech roots, so yes. There's some connection there. You've mentioned George R. R. Martin's work. I wanted to ask you, would you say there are any, let's say, common denominators with Game of Thrones and his other work that people are perhaps more familiar with?
You know, the story has everything that people are familiar with George's work and like in his work. It's got the interesting characters, the very dark plot twists, the creatures, but it's a brand new world. So it really expands the George R. R. Martinverse. It's the best bits of Westeros, but in a brand new setting.
And what would you say that makes this world and the characters unique, perhaps, compared to other post-apocalyptic fantasy action movies that we saw?
I'm a huge fantasy fan. I read a lot of fantasy novels, and this was the first time that I could actually be in a movie and be this magical entity without it being like, oh, she was created in a scientific lab or whatever. It really is a world of magical beings, curses and fates. It has all of those kind of archetypes in it, which I really loved, and you know, made it very different and brought us outside of our comfort zone quite a bit, you know?
In today's climate that's full of sequels, let's say, and prequels and spin-offs and stuff like that, how would you say big of a challenge it is to bring out a movie which is not based on very known IP, even though I know that George's work might be considered one?
There is an implicit promise with George that you're going to get a certain kind of movie that I feel we deliver. But also, as you said, you know, this is not a sequel, this is not a remake, it's an original work, which is why we worked so hard to give it an original feel, so that it had a look that screamed it had to be seen in a cinema, and it didn't really look like anything else that's out in the marketplace right now. That was very important to me. I felt George had written like an adult fairy tale, And I wanted the movie to have this fairy tale feel and the imagery to go with it.
Thank you very much for your time and good luck with the movie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I still don't know how it ends.
Jsme rádi, že nás posloucháte. Pro dnešek je to všechno. Sledujte Total Film Podcast pro další zajímavé novinky, rozhovory i speciální obsah, který jinde nenajdete. Naslyšenou příště.